This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Justin Horton. Episode number 1616 is here. We're talking today about Catholic conversation with a bishop from Poland about the Mother of God.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it.
In these times, where so much ignorance exists concerning fundamental doctrines of Vaticanus, Blessed Virgin Mary has issued the challenge here at the Champagne to us to go forth to teach those things which souls must know in order for them to save themselves. The Church condemns Jesus Christ first, and still it acknowledges due respect due to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Almighty God. The Blessed Virgin Mary instructed Adele in prayer for conversions of sinners, in receiving Holy Communion and confession, and in teaching Wisconsin children Catholic beliefs. It is evident that the Holy Father is calling for renewal within the Catholic Church in this piety attitude among the faithful. For the Church is a mother, she gives life, while Christ is our older brother, the Holy Father is Son, fully focused on the Father, revealing His name. The Fathers in Council taught that Maria's role in the plan of salvation is connected with Jesus as well as to the Church. When she hangs on the cross, Christ gives hers to us, and when the Church is praying for the Holy Spirit, Mary is there with the followers of Jesus. On the cross, Jesus, in a messianic gift from Christ, gave his favorite disciple to Our Lady of Fatima, that she may be his mother, and for centuries, Catholics have perceived Mary's mission as that of the Mother of Humanity, the Mother of all people. Mary, given as Mother to the Church on the day of Jesus' Passion, Mary at the Feast of Pentecost, is the Mother of the Church. From the time of Mary's Assumption to glory, Mary has followed the Church in motherly love, Mother of the Church in glory, destiny for members of the Church. Father Alexander Mello, Secretary of the Dicastery of Laity, Family, and Life at the Vatican, said that consecration is a gesture of surrender, whereby Pope Francis acknowledges Russia and Ukraine as children of God, committing them to Our Lady of Fatima's care. Pope Francis asked all bishops around the world to join him in performing the consecration at the Feast of the Annunciation. The consecration mirrored a similar one performed by Pope Francis at St. Peter's Basilica, Rome, earlier in the day, March 25. The consecration prayers used by Pope Francis, Archbishop William E. Laurie, and other bishops on March 25 specifically mentioned Ukraine and Russia. Archbishop Laurie asked Catholics across the Archdiocese of Baltimore to pray the Rosary on March 25 as a special prayer for peace. On February 24, the day that Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the Episcopal Conference also asked all Catholics in Ukraine who practiced Latin Rite Catholicism to pray to Our Lady. Taking these into account, and after a lot of praying, David Ricken officially approved a Marian appearance. Now, having read the letters from my predecessor, David Ricken began witnessing for myself to the devotion to Our Lady of Good Help amongst the people in this parish, and after visiting again, personally, at the shrine at Champagne, I began to question why the process had never been done by my predecessor before Bishop Zuko started the process. When David Ricken was there on pilgrimage, I was able to view the bishop's document approving of Lourdes, and was impressed with the careful process by which he collected the information before declaring that the appearance there of Blessed Virgin Mary was authentic. David Ricken believes that it is possible the Blessed Mother intervened, that a ruling of authenticity for her apparitions might have been preserved for the present time, with many families in need of a lot of simple fundamental explanations about the Catholic faith. Rome, according to an expert on the Catholic Church's area of Mariology, namely, anything related to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Pope Francis' decision on Friday to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to Mary's Immaculate Heart is a meaningful gesture for both nations. Rome, according to one expert in the Catholic Church's field of Mariology, i.e., all things related to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Pope Francis' decision to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on Friday. The Catholic Church's Pope Francis' decision to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on Friday. Consecrate Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is a significant gesture for the good of both nations. Mello said that in terms of the Catholic Church's relations with the Russian Orthodox, this is an endorsement for all. Bishop Edward Gross Buffalo will be giving
the role of Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, in Christ's mystery and of the Church, on Monday, September 26, from 7 to 9 p.m., at Our Lady of Pompeii Parish Ministry Center, 129 Laverick Avenue, Lancaster. In July 2000, Roman Catholic Most Holy Mother of God Parish of Vladivostok celebrated 145 years since Bishop Kirill Slivovsky's birth. Pope John Paul II's solemn announcement that he had blessed a new martyr and a faithful servant of God in the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church was yet another manifestation of the divine providence towards our nation. In her 1989 letter, Mother Lucia confirmed that Pope John Paul II had fulfilled Our Lady's demand to enshrine the Russians in 1984. This is all for today, guys. My name is Justin and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.